Matt, could you talk about the slow start today again? Second week in a row for that.
Yeah, I guess not talking about last week, but, you know, this week didn't start the way that we wanted to. Had opportunities early on and just missed on a couple, but, you know, we continued to battle back. I think at the end of the day, offensively, it comes down to a couple things. You can't turn the football over, and when you have opportunities in the red zone, you've got to put the ball in the end zone, and we didn't do a good enough job of that today.
How big of a void was it not having Julio today?
Certainly always tough, you know, when he's not in. He's such a special player and dynamic player for us. But I thought our guys, I thought Harry Douglas stepped up, played well. I thought Devin did a nice job. Roddy did a nice job. You know, it's one of the deeper positions on our football team, and I thought those guys stepped up. You know, we can't worry about anything other than this week, and sometimes that's a playoff-type mentality. But we know what's in front of us. We know what we've got to do, and we've got to win next week, and we've got to have the best week of practice that we've had this year and prepare as best we can and then go cut it loose when we get down to New Orleans. Just kind of a tough play. You know, let it go, and certainly a decision that, you know, you can't make. I can't do that, and it stops there.
Harry said you played a funky coverage. Was that something either you or surprised you were
down? We kind of knew what they were doing. They brought pressure on the right side with Polamalu. The way that they played the coverage that they were playing was a little bit unique, but, again, I've just got to do a better job than that. Sure.
But, you know, you've actually had more interceptions this season than you did your rookie year. Are you trying to do too much this year, or are things just not working?
No, you know, there's a lot of reasons why interceptions happen, and, you know, I've got to do better with the ones that are on me. And, you know, going back to my rookie year, we throw the ball a lot more now than we did then. And I hope you, I hope that that's, you know, there. But I've got to control the things I can, and I've got to do better than I've done up until this point, and that's it.
Some people, TV people, were saying Harry's supposed to flatten his route or Gay jump the route. We don't. What was your vantage point?
Again, you know, in those type of situations, when it's kind of like that, you've got to make sure that the ball goes somewhere else.
So the coverage was too tight.
You know, it's one of those things. Obviously, afterwards, you know, hindsight being 20/20, it was too tight. But in those situations, you gotta make a decision. You gotta go in a different spot with the ball.
I know it's one game mentality, and you're looking forward to the next game. But as strange as this season has been, is it strange to you knowing take care of business in these last two games in your
head? You know, I suppose, yeah, this year has been probably more different than any that I've been a part of. But each year is unique. The way that this year has shaken out, the way our division has shaken out, it's the most unique that I've been a part of. But, you know, strange? No. You know, we know the position that we're in, and you know, this is the position that you want to be in late in the year. You want to have a chance to continue to play, regardless of what your record is. And, you know, obviously this one hurts. We've got to put it behind us, get back to work tomorrow, and prepare the best that we can to head into that situation next week.
How are you feeling?
I feel good.
No, you know what?
Just took me a second to kind of catch my breath and get back up, but I feel fine.
Matt, can you kind of just talk about Roddy's feet, most career touchdowns today?
Yeah, it's. I'm happy for Roddy personally, for I guess having the most touchdowns in franchise history. It's a testament to the kind of player that he's been for a long time. He's been very consistent, you know, for the 7 years that I've been here and even before that. So, very happy for him. You know, hopefully he'll continue to add on to that.
And can you walk us through the touchdown to Hester?
Yeah. You know, another pressure where they were bringing it from the right side, trying to disguise coverage behind it, and just, you know, a route that we run quite a bit. In that look, knew where I was going with it. Devin put his head down and ran to the back of the end zone and made a really good catch.
Roddy said he watched the jumbotron version of your hit on you. Whoa. Did you watch it? What were your thoughts?
No, I didn't see it. I felt it and didn't need to see it again. That's part of the game. You know, it's a physical game. There's going to be plays where, you just gotta get yourself back up, and that was one of them. No, Bear's still on there. Bear's doing a good job for us. One of those situations in a game. It was, tough hit, but you get back up, you keep going.
Smitty was talking about the struggle for consistency. Did you have more time with Furrow in the second half?
I thought our offensive line did a nice job the entire day. You know, Pittsburgh pressured the entire game. I mean, that's kind of their MO as a defense. And under Dick LeBeau, I mean, they've been the zone pressure team, and they continued to bring it the entire day. But I thought our offensive line did a nice job.